Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s, around 90. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, mid-60s, wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, again, at temperatures in the upper 80s, around 90. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, 66. As we head into Sunday, we'll have mostly sunny skies. We'll see temperatures in the upper 80s. Right now, it's 59.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. Authorities have arrested a 31-year-old man on parole in connection with the fatal weekend shooting of a woman at a Topeka mobile home park. Local news organizations reported that federal marshals took Cajun Brock into custody Wednesday night in Topeka. Police had described him as a person of interest in the death of 32-year-old Shakita Young. Brock was being held yesterday in the Shawnee County Jail, and its online record showed that his bond was set at $1 million. Authorities in Rice County have identified the man killed in a house explosion last month in the town of Lyons. The victim was identified yesterday as 65-year-old Terry Sawyers. Firefighters responded to the home on May 27th. Sawyers was found dead in the home where he had lived for 10 to 12 years, according to Fire Chief Brad Reed. The cause of that explosion has still not yet been determined. And the Kansas weather forecasters say a much different weekend on tap this weekend than last. Sunny and highs in the 80s. Mid-America Network News.
Did you know that Rusty Egg Ford can certify any pre-owned vehicle, regardless of make or model? So if you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Rusty Egg Ford.
While we have a wide variety of Ford certified vehicles, we are now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. That's right, virtually all makes and models in over 300 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. With Rustiac Ford's Blue Advantage program, you'll receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage on Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, and more. And every one of these vehicles is run through a 139-point inspection, offering you total peace of mind. Rustiac Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
There's no worry here at your certified pre-owned powerhouse, Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
Northeast Kansas News, police say a 24-year-old man's body has been recovered from Tuttle Creek in Riley County. Our news partners at Cake TV report that Riley County Dispatch received a call just before 2:30 Wednesday afternoon from someone reporting a vehicle and clothing by the shoreline near Lakeshore Drive in Shady Lane. Authorities from Riley County, along with the Army Corps of Engineers and state parks officials, responded to help find the man. His body was discovered around midnight. The man's name was not released, but police say he was from Manhattan. A cause of death has not yet been released. Police do not suspect foul play. It's National Donut Day, and here in Kansas, you can find some freebies at Quick Trip. They're giving away a free donut to each customer who redeems the reward on the QT mobile app. Krispy Kreme also announcing your choice of donut free with no purchase necessary. Today only. And after a complete bust weather-wise for Memorial Day weekend for much of the state, sunny and warm this weekend. Mid-America Network News.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. The Nebraska Horsemen's Benevolent and Protective Association has filed a nearly $2.4 million building permit for work that will transform the simulcast building at the Lincoln Racecourse into a temporary casino floor with more than 300 slot machines. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that the developers of the planned Warhorse Casino on the same site expect the temporary slots casino to be up and running within 6 months. Opening of the full Warhorse Casino, which will include more than 1,200 gaming stations, will take up to 2 years once construction begins. Only 2 years after historic flooding along the Missouri River ravaged parts of Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, and Missouri, officials are now dealing with what's shaping up to be one of the driest years for the river. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers said yesterday that significantly less water is expected to flow into the river this year due to dry conditions and less snowpack. Mid-America Network News.
Community Healthcare System is excited to offer COVID-19 vaccines by appointment at their clinics. Kansas is into phase 5 of the vaccination plan, so all adults are now eligible to receive the vaccine. Community Healthcare System is here to answer your questions and provide the protection you need. Call your CHCS clinic today for an appointment. And thank you for helping us beat COVID-19. At Community Healthcare System, our mission is to enrich the health and lives of the people we serve.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Big Blue River Days return to Marysville this weekend. Friday night cruising begins at 5:30 with a poker run till 8:30. KUDY will bring back Friday Night Live, airing cruise tunes and requests from 5:30 till 9. The band Out Loud performs downtown at 6 with a beer mile at 8, and Legend 77, a Lynyrd Skynyrd tribute band, on stage live at 9:30 Friday. The AutoFest Saturday celebrates 30 years with a show and shine. $10 entry fee qualifies participants for $500 in cash drawings. The Kids Zone, opening at 10, will feature games and activities. The historic UP Depot in Marysville will be open with free admission and a model train display from 10 to 4. Competition for the 14th annual barbecue will serve up samples at 2 on Saturday. A cornhole tourney begins at 4, with live music at 6 and Retroactive performing Saturday evening at 9. The full schedule of events is online at BigBlueBBQMarysville.com. Summer activities are back after COVID complicated many annual events a year ago. Following the Big Blue Barbecue in Marysville this weekend, Wymore celebrates Sam Wymore Days next weekend, as well as the Washington County Rodeo. Frankfurt Summerfest is June 19th, with Homestead Days back in Beatrice, June 23rd through the 27th. Hanover Days of 49 run June 24th through the 26th. Blue Rapids will celebrate 150 plus 1 July 4th weekend. The Lynn Picnic is scheduled July 10th. Hand County Fairs kick off with Marshall County, July 15th through the 20th. Washington County, July 20th through the 25th. Nemahal County, July 22nd through the 26th. And Gage County, July 28th through the 31st. Marshall County Arts Cooperative will host the Beach Boys among several bands performing live at Alcove Springs, July 31st. In August, Axtell and Beatty host annual celebrations. Boss Nationals return to Marysville August 26th through the 28th, and the Pony Express Festival is back at Hollenberg Station August 29th. Palmer's Labor Day Fun Day is slated for September, with the U.S. 36 Treasure Hunt also planned September 17th through the 19th. Kansas Free Fishing Days run Saturday and Sunday, June 5th and 6th. The Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism invites anyone, even those without a fishing license, to visit the public fishing waters in Kansas. While most regulations still apply, such as length and creel limits for some species, anyone can enjoy fishing in public waters without license during the two-day annual event hosted by the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism, June 5th and 6th. Edgar D. Redig, age 86, of Hanover, passed away May 24th. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday, June 5th at 10 a.m. at the Kloppenburg Center in Hanover, with the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Edgar Redig. Robert R. Kohlmeyer, age 93, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral services Saturday, June 5th at 2 p.m. at the Washington Christian Church, with the Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Robert Kohlmeyer. Catherine L. DiDimaggio, age 50, of Marysville, passed away May 7th. Funeral service Saturday, June 5th at 10 a.m. at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Catherine DiDimaggio. William Bill J. Keggy, age 53, of Virginia, Nebraska, passed away May 31st. Interment services Friday, June 11th at 2:30 at the Brethren Cemetery at Holmesville. The Harmon Wright Mortuary Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Bill Keggy. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and fruit cocktail. Monday's menu, ham, scalloped potatoes, garden blend, and rosy applesauce. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
The Beach Boys, live in concert. 2021 Feel Flows World Tour. Saturday, July 31st at 7:30 p.m. at Alcove Spring, 6 miles south of Marysville, Kansas. Tickets on sale now at mcactickets.com. VIP packages available at thebeachboys.com and mikelove.com. The Beach Boys, produced by Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Service high pressure system across the central upper parts of the Midwest, bringing sunny skies and dry weather. We have an upper level ridge that's going to move in overhead across the central upper parts of the Midwest, and this is bringing us some warm temperatures all the way through the weekend and into the early parts of next week. Central upper parts of the Midwest will see temperatures well in the 80s and 90s, and some areas could see around 100. Our next system won't move in Monday, and that will bring us a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s, around 90. Tonight, clear skies, mid-60s, wind gusts at 20. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, upper 80s, around 90. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, 66. As we head into Sunday, we'll have sunny skies, upper 80s. Sunday night, partly cloudy, 66, and Monday, partly sunny, with a chance of storms. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early June, 83. Record high on this date, 106. The average low, 60. The record low, 39. Sunset this evening, 8:50. Sunrise in the morning at 6:02. Sunshine, 59 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 4th of June. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
If numbers make your world go round, Landall Company wants to hire you. They're looking for an accountant to process activities associated with accounts receivable, handle ledger entries for sales, process commissions, maintain demo inventory, and file sales tax returns. If you are reliable, accurate, and able to communicate both verbally and in writing, and experienced with Mapix, IntelliChief, and Microsoft Excel, they are ready with a job and benefits for you. Please submit resume, salary requirements, and references to careers at Landall.com. Equal Opportunity Employer.
Here comes the Suns and a pair of overtime finishes on the ice. Hi everyone, I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. Devin Booker and the Suns ran the Lakers off their home court in an uninspiring Game 6 performance from the defending champs.
Cameron Payne flying down the middle, back to Kaminsky, now to Booker. Another three by Devin Booker. Good again, and the Lakers can't stop this kid.
The call on ESPN LA, 7:10. Booker scored a game-high 47 points as Phoenix jumped out to a 29-point first-half lead. LA cut the deficit to 11 before the Suns pulled away for a 113-100 win to advance to the Western Conference semifinals. It's the first time LeBron James has lost a first-round playoff series in his career. The Trail Blazers learned the hard way not to count the Nuggets out.
Inbound goes to Monte Moore, so Bucket here's the first dagger. Throws it left side, Rivers three. Yes!
on KKFN. Denver erased a 14-point deficit to stun Portland 126-115 to advance to a second-round meeting with the Suns. Stanley Cup playoffs. After dropping the first two games on home ice, the Hurricanes flipped the script on the road in Tampa.
He'll send the puck across. Teravainen up. Oh, they score!
On WCMC-FM, Jordan Stell's goal nearly 6 minutes into the extra period helped the Canes skate past the Lightning 3-2 for their first win of the series. For the second straight game, the Bruins and Islanders needed overtime to settle things, but this time around, it was Boston who would have the last word.
Bergeron takes a look, swings it to the open far side. McAvoy will march it ahead. Long strides out to center ice, carries it in. Hands to Marchand, far circle. Shoots, he scores! Brad Marchand with a dart that goes top shelf by Varlamov.
On WBZ, Brad Marchand's goal helps the Bruins knock off the Isles 2-1 to take a 2-1 lead in the best-of-seven series. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
Get ready for racing action at the Washington Speedway Saturday. The need for speed starts with hot laps at 6:30 and racing at 7 with A-class winged, sportsman, restrictor, junior sprint, non-wing, and trucks. It's a blast to go this fast Saturday at the Washington Speedway, the race place. Follow them on Facebook at J-Husker Racing.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. JBS employees return to work this week at U.S. meat plants after the company's beef operations stopped earlier in the week following a cyber attack. The attack disrupted meat production in North America and Australia. A source familiar with the matter said that a Russia-linked hacking group is behind the cyber attack against JBS. Brazil's JBS controls about 20% of the cattle and hog slaughter capacity in the U.S., and getting the plants back in operation would prevent some severe disruption to the American supply chain. The world's largest meat packer, JBS, said Wednesday that most operations had resumed, including the pork, poultry, and prepared food facilities around the world. That includes most of the company's beef facilities in the U.S. and Australia. The company's chief executive said that they're already anticipating being close to full capacity across the globe by today. The attack followed last month by a group with ties to Russia on the Colonial Pipeline, the largest fuel pipeline in the U.S. The attacks will be discussed at President Biden's mid-June summit with President Vladimir Putin of Russia. Congressional lawmakers spearheading a couple letters to the administration urgently requesting USDA and the Department of Justice appeal a recent federal court ruling that, left unchanged, would cause tremendous financial harm to American hog farmers starting at the end of the month. National pork producers urging USDA and the DOJ to quickly appeal the court ruling that, unless halted, would result in 2.5% loss in pork packing plant capacity nationwide, more than $80 million in reduced income for small U.S. hog farmers, according to analysis done by Dr. Dermot Hayes from Iowa State University. The federal court decision takes effect June 29th, was struck down a provision of USDA's new swine inspection system, allowing for faster harvest facility line speeds. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's gonna kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new bucket.
No, I wanna check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Marysvillelivestock.com is your up-to-date resource for upcoming sale dates, early consignments, and sale day results. Go online anytime from your computer or from your phone. And remember, you can now register to get an online bidder number at lmaauctions.com with details on the Sale Barn website. Or give manager Greg Bennett, his staff, or any of their fieldmen a call direct. Cattle sales every Thursday with consignments and now results as well online at marysvillelivestock.com.
Well, as I've stated before here on the Steckline Report, it sure is nice to see high prices for some of our farm products for a change. In fact, we're setting records. Can you believe that we even have big, nice prices for Milo? That's unheard of in this country. But guess what? China's buying Milo. They bought more in 1 week than they normally buy in a year in years past. What are they doing with it? Well, they're trying to get their hog population back up after their terrible disease situation. And so consequently, that's pushed Milo prices up to where there's going to be a lot of that thought process going on about planting Milo this season. Gosh, along with soybeans at $16, and we've got corn at $6 or $7, and even wheat at $7 a bushel. I sure hope it's that way when the combines start rolling. But in the meantime, folks, a lot of that money's already gone. Why? Input costs. Listen to this. Ag chemicals. I'm not kidding you. They're going up 4 to 10 times, and that's if you can get them. China is involved in that deal, too. A lot of the chemicals come from China. Well, they're using a lot of it themselves, but more importantly, we've got shipping problems. That's right, moving it around not only from China to the United States, but also around the United States. With the huge acres that we're going to be planting, I can see where there will be a little bit of a problem because we're going to be using quite a bit more product. Keep that in mind, friends. You better think about buying a little early if you haven't already. In fact, it might be a little bit too late on some of this stuff. Glyphosate, you know, some of the products that we normally use for controlling weeds out in the field, man, it's tough to get them from some places. So get them ordered if you can, and we'll see you on the next Techline Report.
News. Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
I take great pride in my lawn. My Raptor zero-turn mower from Hustler gives me the perfectly manicured cut I want. With the power, strength, and speed of a professional zero-turn mower, I quickly maneuver around obstacles with ease, allowing me to maneuver around life's most difficult obstacle, time. Hustler Turf, quality tools designed to improve quality of life.
Find the entire line of Hustler residential and commercial zero-turn mowers at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
An anonymous quote tells us, you can't make everyone happy. You're not cheese. And that might be the truth. All about National Cheese Day on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, June 4th, the 155th day of the year. Actor Robert Fulghum was born on this day in 1937, and if you're still thinking of planting for the season, it's not too late to get vegetable seeds in the ground for beets, potatoes, carrots, and parsnips. Wouldn't it be amazing if we could have a cheese garden? Not likely to happen, but we'll celebrate the dairy concoction anyway on National Cheese Day. There are approximately 1,800 different kinds of cheeses in the world, with cheddar being the most popular overall. The most expensive cheese is made in Pule, Serbia, using donkey milk, and it comes in at around $570 a pound. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can always find more information about food online anytime at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 59 degrees, sunshine this morning, and a perfect weekend ahead for the Big Blue Barbecue celebration. Highs around 90 on tap through the weekend. Hey, want to remind you, we're going to be back with a Friday Night Live tonight in conjunction with the Big Blue Barbecue and the Friday Night Cruise. Following our evening news block at about 5:30, we'll roll out your favorites, requests, and cruising tunes with a special Friday Night Live on KNDY tonight.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Friday. Baseball, wins last night for both the Kansas City Royals and the Wichita Wind Surge. We'll start with the boys in blue. Salvador Perez became only the fourth Kansas City player with consecutive multi-homer games, and Jared Dyson scored the tie-breaking run in the seventh inning when center fielder Gilberto Celestino made a pair of errors on a simple fly ball, helping the Royals beat the Minnesota Twins 6-5. Perez hit a 456-foot solo homer in the first and another solo and drive that just cleared the wall in the fifth. Again, the Royals over the Minnesota Twins in game one of that series. They're back at it this evening at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. First pitch at 7:10. At Riverfront Stadium in Wichita last night, it was a 7-6 win for the Wichita Wind Surge over the Arkansas Travelers. Three games left in that series tonight, tomorrow night, and a Sunday matinee game. Mid-America Network Sports.
The Big Blue Barbecue is back Friday and Saturday, June 4th and 5th in Marysville, and you don't want to miss a minute of the fun. They'll have a Friday night cruise and poker run beginning at 5:30. Tune to KNDY for Friday Night Live. Out Loud performs live Friday night at 6, Legend 77, a Lynyrd Skynyrd tribute band at 9:30. It's the 14th annual Big Blue Barbecue Saturday, 30th annual Autofest Car Show, 2nd annual Cornhole Tournament, plus live music at 6 and Retroactive performing at 9. Friday and Saturday, June 4th and 5th, don't miss Big Blue River Days in Marysville. Be a part of the excitement this weekend in Marysville. An invitation from these proud community merchants. Free CPA, Kramer Oil and CJ Express, East and West. Intention Envelope.
KNDY.
I guess we guess our way through life. Times do we really know for sure? I was just hoping for the best. Then I woke up in those loving arms of yours. And what I felt was unmistakable when I fell for you. It was real. It was magic.
I've been throwing horseshoes over my left shoulder. I've spent most all my life searching for that four-leaf clover.
Yet you ran with me, chasing my rainbow.